What's up, everybody? It's the After Show, but later, episode number 196. It's your boys, D, El Kukui. We have a lot planned for you. And yeah, it was a hell of a week as always, but we like to get this shit started the same way every week for over 100 and some odd episodes with me and El Kukui. We bring in Baseline Trey. So Baseline Trey, let's get this shit started. Come on. On the road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. What's up, everybody? Here we are, the After Show, but later. Episode number 196. It's your boys, D. It's El Kukui. He's right there. I'm D.
Got the cut.
We got Mac Dre joining us. But you know what? The only thing is that Mac Dre's got a lot of green on him. So he's kind of see-through. He's transparent.
All right. Well, we did the best we could.
We tried. Hey, that's all you can ask for, right?
Yep.
So anyway, Doug, how was the week? What stood out to you? We had Covino's birthday week. Can we start off by giving baby Steve a shout out?
Shout out, baby Steve. Shout out, baby
birthday.
Steve.
Happy birthday, Covino, bro. Now 40 years old. Can't believe it.
Damn. Hey, it only gets better at 40, Covino.
Time is flying. So, how the week looked?
After all What's these up? Years, you know what I barely nailed down and figured out? He got the same birthday as little Ethan, Augustina's son. They got the same birthday. So, happy birthday to Ethan, too.
Doug, I don't know how many fucking people's birthday it is today. I know there's Covino. There's my homie Eric. There's my little cousin David. There's fucking
Ethan. You got a homie named E-Rick too, or what?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Doug. So, and he's got the same year as Covino and everything. Same day, month, and year. So
my shit coming up in another 18th. Yeah.
I mean,
me and Mito gonna go flamboasting and toasting and flamboasting in Portland. We're gonna go act up. So
you guys ain't going to Hawaii?
No, I'm going with my kid. I'm going with my kid in September. We're going to Hawaii.
Have you seen that shit that's going down in Hawaii right now?
Yeah, I seen it. Yeah.
I didn't know if it was true or not.
It is true. It's shit's on fire and it's sad. And you know, keep them in your prayers, obviously. It's every year is something, you know. I mean, they had the lava eruption where people were displaced a couple of years ago. I know I personally was there and it was Hurricane Lance or Hurricane, I don't know. I have to get it for you. But me and Tip Dog were there. We were there and the hurricane hit. We were stuck on the island with the hurricane and had to fly out of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's crazy, Doug. One of the last times you went to Hawaii, I forget if you ended up doing it or not, but I know you wanted to fly over a volcano.
Yeah, nah, we didn't fly over. That's when I went with Tip Dog. Me and Tip Dog went a while back and, no, we went and we saw the lava. They have a national park and you can actually see you can get close enough to kind of see the lava. That's where I'm taking my kid to this one. I thought about buying a drone, bro, to see how close you can get. Cause if they're under like a certain weight limit, I think it's like 349 grams. You ain't got to register it and there's no special permit needed. So think how dope it would be, bro, to fly a drone over that thing as close as you could get and get footage. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is how I know El Kukui is a real motherfucker. He's over here weighing his fucking drone in grams.
Hey, that old Tanita scale is just still comes in handy for something.
It ain't in ounces, it ain't in pounds, it's in grams. How many grams is your fucking droid weigh?
No, I don't have one yet. I just
was or your drone,
up,
I mean.
I was looking up on the rules. I think, you know, just to avoid any bullshit, I don't want to get fucked with on the fucking Aeroplano going over there. So I'll just probably go to Best Buy and buy one when I'm there. And I'll just mail the fucker back. You know what I'm saying? Or take it back.
Yeah. Hawaiian shirts at Best Buy?
I'll go all ghetto. I'll just go buy that motherfucker from Walmart. I'll take it and fly it for the day and a half that I need it. And then I'll take it back, bro. And I don't got to worry about it. I'll just download the shit to my files and I'm good.
I remember, dog, I did that with a little pump. One of those little pumps you put like four double or what are they fucking like D batteries in and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I did that shit and I used it and I took it back to Walmart. And when I was returning it, I had bought it that day. The person fucking doing the returns was like, oh, they're like, so you used it and then just brought it back? And I go, huh? Like, I didn't say no, but I didn't say yeah. But I was like, hey, I had my fucking receipt and I bought it that morning. So fucking give me my money back.
You know that I go into those, and I go into, you know, three different Walmarts, and what you tell them is you look them dead in the soul. You say, yeah, I did. And it sucked. That's why I'm bringing it back.
No, you know what I love about Home Depot? You could fucking straight up, they have the greatest return policy. It's like 180 days or some shit. Okay. And it could be any fucking reason. It could be, you know what? I brought it back because after I realized I fucking been mowing my lawn with this lawnmower for fucking 6 months, I didn't like the green color. I wanted to get a red one.
You could take it back like that.
180 days. Home Depot is the typical, I'm not sure if that's changed, but it's usually 180 days, dog. And it says literally buy their returns for any reason. It said, didn't like it. It like, there's a big old sign. Didn't like it. Not what you expected, et cetera. I forget what it says.
Good. Cause I'm thinking about moving out of Lawn Poke, and I might not, who knows. And if I do, I probably won't need an electric lawnmower. But what I'll do is I'll go get the first one here in town and use that fucker for 4 months. I'll be nice. I won't use the whole six. And then I'll take it back. And if I still am on the fence, I'll just go get one from a different location in Santa Maria and do the same shit.
Yeah, no shit. No lie. It's they have such a great return policy. Doug, we used to...
It doesn't even sound like... Hey, to me, I don't know. You keep saying the word return policy, but I'm hearing borrow for free. That's all I'm hearing.
They have a great borrow policy.
We're going to hold your money in case you don't come back. But as long as you come back within 6 months, hey, we'll give you everything back and we're straight.
Doug, I think it was during COVID where they were even extending it. So they might have extended it to 180 days during COVID or past that, or like 200 days or some shit. Doug, it was crazy. But Home Depot's fucking G, dog. I remember we used to fucking, when we were laying tile, me and Johnny, we would fucking open up fucking boxes of tile, and it'd have like fucking a few pieces broken in there. Just put those motherfuckers off to the side until you fucking had like a full box after you opened so many.
Yeah.
And just take that box back and get another one. You're like, hey, these are all fucking broken. And they're like, cool. You know, a million fucking times. Like,
right.
Love Home Depot, dog. Fuck Lowe's. It's all about Home Depot.
Okay. Well, you know what they're like? They're like, to me, I don't know. Maybe you'll agree. Maybe you'll disagree. But you are entitled to your wrong opinion. But I think Lowe's is more like a Target and Home Depot is more like Walmart.
100%. No, I feel you. I prefer Home Depot. But
I like Lowe's when I'm not in the mood for no bullshit. When I'm trying to get in and get out and fucking price isn't too much of an issue because they're not much more. They're like Target more. If it's $8.99 at Walmart, it's fucking $10.49 at Target. Same kind of shit. You know what I mean?
But
Lowe's is cleaner and you have less scumbags.
You do. It is cleaner and you do have less scumbags.
There's more mobs at Lowe's. More ratchet at
fuck no, not Home here. Depot. Fuck no, dog. Here, what you get at Lowe's and dog, this is how much I like Home Depot. I have a Lowe's probably about a 3 minute drive from my house, and I have a Home Depot probably about 10 minutes. I'd rather go to fucking Home Depot all day. Dog, there's nothing but old ass motherfuckers at Lowe's. And Doug, what I hate about Lowe's is especially like if you're buying their lumber and shit or like baseboards or whatever, they sell their shit by the piece, which is a smart idea. It's a smart thing to do from a business standpoint because Home Depot lets you do shit by linear foot. So you can cut 8 feet of this. But Doug, if you have 6 inches left of that, it's trash now, right? So Lowe's is smart and they're like, no, you buy fucking this many linear feet as far as like pieces. It could be like an 8 foot piece. And if you want 10 feet, you know what you got to do? You got to buy 16. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it sucks as a fucking consumer, but as a business, they're fucking not losing anything. But I like Home Depot and I fucking know Home Depot like the back of my fucking hand. I go to Lowe's, dog. I can't find shit in there.
I don't know Home Depot like the back of my hand, but I was there about 30 minutes when I was texting you, hey, can we do 8? Guess where I was at? Home Depot. And guess what? I don't need to know Home Depot like the back of my hand. All I did was go on the app and put in e-lawnmower, and it's like aisle 46, bay 1, and boom, I was there. I didn't even have to fuck around. So I just, hey, every time I walk out of that motherfucker, I hit the reset button. But when I go in there, I just look on the phone. They got the little map, boop, 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 and it just kind of guides you too.
Doug, you know where I've been using that little map shit a lot? On fucking the Walmart app.
Walmart, yeah. Same shit.
Yeah, there's a Walmart right here by my pad. And, Doug, I go in there and I'm like, fuck, like I was looking for something on aisle Y6 the other day. Right.
Right. Right.
And it was in the fucking garden department because I pulled up the map on my phone. I go, Y6, where the fuck is that? So I clicked on the little map and it said in the garden section.
Yeah.
So I took my happy ass to the garden section and grabbed
it. It saves time.
I grabbed my fly swatter.
There you go. You know what else is cool that I actually had to use too, because I was all cheap and I didn't see the price tag, but because it was up high, I'm looking up trying to get a little fence to fence off my patio. And so anyways, freaking I couldn't see the price tag because I was just, I'm not paying attention, I guess, close enough. And so I was trying to find the price and they got the little barcode. You just scan the back of the product, boom, tells you the price.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That is fucking G. Walmart, I love that too.
Too.
Yeah. They both, yeah, I love those apps.
Or if they try to scumbag you too, you know what? You want to hear an OG trick? Matter of fact, I just saved Tippy $50 on his car insurance every month because he bought that little Corolla from me, and I was like, and the insurance people didn't tell him this, but here's the free game: you always say that the cheaper car is the one that's your main vehicle. You always do that because think about it, it's insurance. I mean, if you're driving the more expensive one more often, it's going to cost more to insure. If you say that bitch is in the garage except for on Saturday cruise nights on fucking Canyon, right? It's a lot cheaper. So just put in his Tacoma as his secondary vehicle, and that little $3,000 car is the primary vehicle. Well, most of the risk is in a car that's only going to cost them 3 G's if he totals it.
Fucking tips, more fucking tips from El Cucuy, right? Over here.
That's what you got to do. If you got multiple cars on your fucking policy between you and the wife or whatever, whoever drives the more miles, you better put them in the shittier car on paper.
Yeah. It's funny because I just updated our policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some shit. I guess Progressive has some shit where you can enroll into like my, it's like a savings account or some shit for your deductible.
Yeah.
So, every month.
It's like a HSA for healthcare. It's like a spending account.
So you know why I don't have to do that? Because you have your 0-100.
Yeah, bro. I don't need no fucking account. I'd rather just pay an extra $15 a month.
No, I feel you. And you know what? I was looking at that. Because I had switched companies recently, but when I was looking at it, I was like, oh cool, they have that shit. That's pretty dope because I'm still on the fence of whether I'm gonna do that 0-100 shit, but I was thinking, I go, if I could have it to where we can save the deductible just by not getting in wrecks, then it'll be the same shit, you know?
Well, but even yesterday, so obviously this won't come out. It's Ethan's birthday. He got a PS5. He don't know he got a PS5 yet, but he got a PS5. So the money that I pitch in on his present, I just gave to her. We ghetto as shit too. At Best Buy, I'm putting X amount on my Best Buy card. She's putting the rest on her Best Buy card. But anyways, back to that $100 deductible. We went somewhere else after Best Buy, and that thing was in the back of my car. And she was kind of nervous, like, oh, shit, you really want to leave it back there? I was like, what's it going to cost, $100? Even if they steal that fucking PS5 from me right now, okay, I lose $100. And no one wants to lose $100, but that's what's cool about that fucking stupid deductible. Like, all fucks are given out already, bro. I don't really care. You do whatever you want. It's only going to cost me $100 no matter what you do. And to me, that just gives a burden of relief that's invaluable. It's more valuable than fucking less than $1 a day, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. What do you call it? Fuck, I forgot what I was going to tell you, but...
I forgot what I was going to tell you before the insurance thing. What were we talking about before the insurance?
Home Depot, Lowe's, I think.
Whatever.
I don't fucking know either, dog.
I better get tuned in because my memory's all fucked up. But I got something that's not Covino Rich. I know we're going to get in some Covino Rich, and I got some good Covino Rich. But I just want to expose the fuckery of the world. Like some fucked up shit. So I read two headlines. Two very identical headlines. Mm-hmm. Okay. The crime, one was a bad crime and one was worse because someone lost their life. Okay. Hold on. Before I spit wisdom, let me get tuned in. I don't know if you're aware or not, but Henry Ruggs of the Oakland or Las Vegas Raiders just was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for the death of that lady, 24 years old, who lost her life and her dog. Okay. Casualty. And he was drinking and driving, hit her from behind at 100 some odd miles an hour, whatever the hell he was doing. Someone died. Her dog died. He got 3 to 10 years. Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion, shot her foot. I saw the pics. They were nasty. He shot her. So
this was recently?
Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot after coming from a Kylie Jenner party. You might have to go refresh your TMZ, but yeah, that was big news. He's already been convicted and just sentenced. So Tory Lanez, and I don't know if you saw the pics. Well, obviously you didn't. Everyone else did, but Daniel didn't see the pics. But
me and Rich. Rich missed some big events too.
I heard that too. But no, check it out when we're done. He shot her. I'm not going to minimize it. He shot her in the fucking foot. She had to go to the hospital. He shot her in the foot. He got 10 years in prison. Henry Ruggs killed a lady going 100 and something miles an hour in a sports car, showing off after he was at Top Golf, killed a lady and her dog. He only gets 3 to 10. Now, am I hella fucking crazy here? Or maybe I'm too tuned in, but shouldn't those fucking sentences been reversed?
Yeah, 100%.
Shouldn't the motherfucker that killed somebody, I don't give a shit how he did it, but shouldn't the guy that killed somebody be facing the 10 solid years in prison, and the dude that shot somebody in the foot be facing the 3 to 10?
Dog, the fucking 10 minimum for that fucking dude that killed the lady and her dog.
But how are we, one, I think one's in LA and one's in Vegas. How is the dude who killed a lady, a high speed accident drunk, get 3 to 10? And the dude who shot a chick in the foot, who went home that night, got a solid 10.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's,
I don't give a
crazy
shit what kind of enhancements he had or whatnot. She got shot in the foot. She's going to walk again. She probably doesn't have a permanent disability or a limp. You know what I'm saying? I just was reading that today, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Doug,
I don't give a shit. They're going to argue enhancement, or he's affiliated or prior. I don't give a fuck. She had a boo-boo that required some stitches.
Exactly.
When someone's fucking kid ain't coming home ever again, there's no justification.
Doug, I fucking, last weekend, I thought I broke my foot. And I think I might have broke fucking my toe because I dropped a big ass table, like a big ass table, probably weighs like over 100 pounds on my foot. And my fucking, one of my toes is fucking purple. Looks like it's about to fall off, right?
Oh, shit.
But you know what? That ain't no 10 fucking years fucking... Yeah, dog, my shit, it probably hurts more than fucking Megan Thee Stallion's. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, dog,
right.
10 fucking years for a boo-boo, like you said?
She might have got, she might have got a total, she got less than 12 stitches, and that's if the thing ricocheted and came out in two spots. I mean, I don't want to minimize her getting shot in the foot, because I'm sure it hurt like shit, and I'm sure she was terrified, and I don't want to take away from any of the experience, but everything she went through at its worst is not even fucking comparable to someone losing a child or a girlfriend or an aunt or a sister or a, you know what I'm saying? Like
100%.
It's not even close. And so I'm not trying to minimize anything. I'm just saying, when you compare the two side by side from a real perspective, one case is way worse than the other. And I just feel like the verdicts got mixed up.
That's fucked up. That is fucked up. So, and this shit, the car accident, that one was just fucking, just released or what? That news was just like,
no, that was two seasons ago. That was when Gruden was still there.
Oh, okay. I thought
that's when Gruden, he did that first. Then the stupid cornerback Damon Arnett, which I just seen some chick on TikTok saying he robbed her. Fucking then he was showing guns on fucking the internet. And then a couple weeks after that, the Gruden shit dropped.
Okay. But these are just two scenarios that you're talking about where you're like,
but they happened at the same time roughly. And the sentences just both came down.
Damn.
Because that's why I'm comparing them.
That doesn't sound right.
I saw one on TMZ, the Tory Lanez shit's on TMZ, the Henry Ruggs shit's on ESPN. And those are my go-to when I need the tea. So I was reading ESPN and I seen the Henry Ruggs shit. I was reading the TMZ and I seen the Tory Lanez shit. And then it clicked. I was like, it's the same shit. Anyways, enough of that.
Yeah.
So that got me fired up about something else. Not convenient, Rich, but... One thing that fucking fires me up, and I mean it fucking fires me up, is when I see any dickwad or fucking asshole in a city or a state or a government or a cop car, and they're fucking driving erratic, they're driving reckless, or they're speeding or breaking any kind of traffic law for no reason at all. I don't like it. I don't like it when cops are going 90 or 85 down the fucking highway just to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that no, 100%.
That shit ain't right. I don't like when fucking Steve, who fucking works for the county, is fucking going 85 in his fucking car with the little E on the license plate on the way home. I think it's bullshit. I don't like it. I think that if you're lucky enough to be issued a vehicle that's paid for, fuel, everything, repairs, maintenance by the state,
from the government, the city, or whoever it is,
you should act in a manner that makes them proud. Because if you're asking citizens to obey these stupid ass, sometimes they're dumbass laws, like seatbelt. Who the fuck do I hurt if I get into a car accident? You ever heard someone going through the window and killing somebody else because they didn't have a seatbelt on? So that's, you know, I think it protects your own safety. But why are you finding me if I don't want to be safe?
It's just that hypocrisy that comes down to, I got to do this shit, but you don't have to, you know?
Right. And I just, the other day on my way to work, I seen a fucking cop car and he was jamming. There's no one on the road. And he's cruising at like 80 in a 65. And it's like, okay, so you serve the citizens and you protect and serve, but does that mean you get to go 80 and break the rules when nothing's cracking and we don't? Like, for you would hold me to a different standard, make me pay money if I do it. Why the fuck do you get to do it if you ain't helping nobody?
Some Covino and Rich shit that went on this week. What you got?
Spot.
What
like fired Spot. You up? Spot's been bringing it.
Yeah?
What do you think?
I couldn't stop laughing this week when Spot said he's hetero romantic, and and Covino Rich goes, "All right, Spot," and then Covino jumps in and goes, "I think you're full of shit." Like, oh. he was so irritated, and they were like, they actually made a good point, because they go, "What does hetero romantic mean?" And Spot was saying, "It means that he prefers to have like the romantic parts of a relationship with the female, so he's hetero romantic." So then they were like, "So if you're hetero romantic, aren't you sexually gay?" And he was like, I guess you could that by some definition, you know." And then he got kind of flustered, but I was like, "Wait, that's a good point then, because you've been saying you're hetero flexible." Now he's saying he's heteroromantic. So if you're heteroromantic, you're sexually gay, right? Or at least sexually bi.
I'm staying away from that topic. I'm going to say that thanks for the contribution, Spot. I've appreciated him lately.
Yeah. Oh, this was a good one. This was more, you look like you had something, so I'll let you go.
No, I'll go ahead.
I was just going to say the Tyson, Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. and Francis Ngannou's corner.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
Obviously it's a bonus. I don't think it's enough necessarily for him to win, but I think it's enough that maybe he can win and it'll give him a better chance.
Yeah.
I don't think 3 months of camp is enough to absorb everything the legend of Mike Tyson is, but I think he'll pick up some good pointers and maybe some tricks. Will it be enough for him to beat Tyson Fury? I don't know. I don't know if he could beat Deontay Wilder.
I don't either. And just because the only thing that I think gives Francis a standing shot is his power. However, dog, Tyson Fury not only has power, he's fucking one of the best boxers of all time.
Well, he just rolls and slides. Like he knows how to avoid the hits.
Dog, he's what, 6'9", like 330 pounds, and he can move like a dance. He can dance in there. But like the worm. Controversy that Covino and Rich were talking about is there was a clip, I guess, that came out where Mike Tyson is talking to John Fury, and Tyson Fury's dad, and he's telling him, like, you know, Tyson Fury's dad is telling him, like, you know, "You're such an inspiration. The whole reason I named him Tyson Fury is because I was a huge Tyson fan." And they have this moment, and Mike Tyson's like, "Oh, you know, that's so great of you," and, you know, whatever, tearing up and shit. Mm-hmm. And Covino and Rich were saying it's kind of weak for Mike Tyson to be in Francis's corner. I don't think it's that big of a deal, because I'm like, okay, this dude freaking, yeah, he named his kid after you. He loves boxing and shit, but should you have to be indebted to him just because of that. Like, if he's got more of a friendship.
Absolutely not.
I don't think, Doug, we don't know their, what if him and Francis are close? What if they have a friendship that we don't know about? And, you know, just because he named his kid after you, you have to corner him? Nah, fuck that. I think if your loyalty lies wherever fucking it lies. And if it's like, you know what, Tyson was tearing up and shit, and he's like, oh, that's a good story, I appreciate it. He can appreciate it. He can be there in the moment. But that doesn't mean he has to put whatever he had in mind or whatever off to the side to corner Tyson. And Tyson Fury don't even need him to corner him. He's fucking, you know?
Well, not only that, but there was two boxers that just boxed, and I forgot who it was. And maybe it was UFC, but they were best friends, and they said they had to do it. Or maybe it was two female boxers, and they said they had to do it, and they had to fight. Like, it's competition. I wouldn't expect Iron Mike to be dirty and to do the family dirty. I mean, you give them that basic level of respect because they gave it to you. The respect should be mutual. I'll give you a lot of respect because you did name your kid after me, and I appreciate that. But also, how many other people did it?
Exactly.
You know, I knew a lot of Tysons when I was like, you know, 15 and they were 10 because their dads named them fucking Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's an honor and thank you. And I'm going to give you that mutual respect, but this is business.
And think about it too. Like you said, when you brought up the sisters or whatever, what are they, best friends or whatever, dog, Jake and Logan are talking about fighting.
They should fight. I think Logan get his ass whooped.
You know, he will 100%. And that's where I'm like, I don't know. You can't. And Rich actually had a good point because Covino was real like, no, he shouldn't be in his corner. He shouldn't be in his corner. And Rich kind of agreed with them, but he at the same time was like, but it's business.
It's business. You know? That's
it's where business. I'm at. That's where that.
I don't think you should do him dirty. I think the respect should remain mutual. And just because,
which I think it is. Everything I've seen from Tyson has been from Mike has been very, very respectful and everything. And it's just him being in that corner, I don't think is crazy, you know?
And I don't think he's getting it for free. I bet he's being compensated. So it's not like, no, what do you ask him to turn down work?
Yeah.
What if he's getting a couple hundred thousand? What's he supposed to, you know, what if he's getting a couple hundred racks for 3 months of training? I mean, what if he needs a new swimming pool with the waterfall and the sea grotto? I mean, I'm just saying, you never know what Iron Mike's going through these days.
Them tigers don't buy themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's got to infuse his fucking ear bite company.
Yeah, no, 100%. But I thought that was kind of cool. Just that conversation, that thing happening. I think Tyson Fury is gonna teach Francis a lesson, but Francis already won because he's gonna get what I'm hearing is like a $30 million payday.
Right, and you're up. I mean, he never got that in UFC. He probably only got a couple million at the most.
Yeah, he forfeited his fucking belt as the heavyweight champion to
wouldn't you for 30 million?
Fuck yeah, dog. I mean, yeah.
So, hey, I got a question. So on Hef Smut, I mean, kids, they said, Rich's was asked Nicole if fucking he was overreacting by being as excited as he was after he won that softball championship. And I say, hell no. I guarantee you, if I hit two dingers and my softball championship was the MVP, everybody would have heard about it. No?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, though? And it's funny because I do shit, dog, where I'll say I do something like that, right? And I'm like, fuck, you know what? I'm going to fucking.
Bro, I would be 85 years old like Covino is about Little League telling the fucking the rec sports story. Back when I was 44, I hit two dingers, was the MVP of my rec league.
You know what? I think it's funny because there's been times where there's been something cool like that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fucking. But you know what? I don't need to tell everybody. Dog, then the first moment I get, I just start fucking opening my big ass mouth. And I'm like, so guess what? Who the fuck is the fucking softball champion?
Well, and let me clarify everybody. Right, your close friends and family that you talk to all the time. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I would probably tell you. I would tell Mito, Columbo, fucking Tip Dog. You know what I mean? And for sure them. I mean, you might post it. I would post it like Rich did on your socials. You know what I'm saying? And then everyone in your household obviously knows about it. You got your close couple friends at work. I'm sure you wouldn't fucking go announce it in the break room when everyone's in the fucking having break, but your homies are going to know about it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Right? I mean, I don't know if that's telling everybody or not, but all those motherfuckers are going to hear about it whether they like it or not. They might even have to watch the highlights. I have someone recording. I play it for everybody. Shit.
What did Nicole say? I don't remember hearing that conversation.
No, she didn't think he was overreacting either. And then they asked shit. Matt, and Matt said no. No, he wasn't overreacting at all.
Yeah.
Hey, because if I was him, I might post it now, a month later and shit. Still show your fucking holding up your trophy. Hey, a month ago.
They pull up shit fucking memories like every year. He could be like every month or every week. Hey, fuck it. Remember this shit last week? Yep. Have his memories. Hey, that's something cool to be proud of, Doug. I mean, whatever.
It's I'd fucking be proud of it.
Yeah.
But let's get to the fucking Smut Busters. You seen that picture I sent you of Smut Busters?
You did, dog. I don't think I can get to them. I haven't dropped them to my computer yet.
Insert it later. But that should be the name of next year's fucking softball team, number one. And number two, I got a question, man. So as I was listening to Have Kids, they said, which I like the show. I do. I like the podcast. Nicole's a little, she's freak. A little much. She goes hardcore. She gets on some rants. But anyways, I do like the show. However, all tuned in again the other day. I'm just kicking back and listening. And I'm like, why are they hiding their nasty ass podcast behind a title such as Have Kids, They Said, when 90% of it is about smut? Isn't that a little misleading? That's almost like offering a sugar-free dessert at the local hometown buffet or Golden Corral, and you bite into it. It is not sugar-free.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. You know, it's funny. You know what makes it a little more kind of misleading is their cover art, it looks like childish, right? Obviously, because it's supposed to be like a kid. I'm surprised
fucking no one's complained hardcore yet. Like, they clicked on it, think it was a wholesome show, and then Rich is talking about jerking off in a video booth.
Oh,
and then he's asking Matt if he ever jerked off in a video booth. And I'm like, doesn't this have kids, they said, but we're jerking off in booths?
Yeah. yeah, Doug, I've been listening the last few weeks. You know, I've kind of fell off of it for a while. But the last few weeks, I've been pretty on it. And there's very little, it's more about, you know, relationships and life. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it's almost smuttier than Covino and Rich. That's what I'm saying. Because Covino and Rich have aside from the spot shit. But they've kind of grown as far as like a show to where they're not like us, Doug. We don't really talk a whole lot of smut, right? It's sports, it's whatever, but it's not like a whole lot of smut. We'll talk about bitches that we dug when we were little and like, oh, fuck, man, growing up, I thought this bitch was bad or whatever. We did get pretty smutty one time where we got called out about Nicole. But for the most part, it's about fucking just whatever, right? Covino and Rich or whatever. I think Covino and Rich have kind of graduated from that low hanging, you know, smutty fucking talk. And they're a little more mature, a little more, you know, grown up. Then you listen to Have Smut, They Said.
And I still like the other shit too. So I've graduated with them, but I still enjoy a little smut convo from time to time.
Yeah, no, but I see what you're saying is the whole thing is there's nothing wrong
with just smut.
Call it smut,
they said.
You know, call it smut as like an acronym, and it could be like she makes union tacos or some shit, you know, like whatever. She makes us think. There you dog, you're fucking quick with that marketing.
I don't know what they should name it, but I know that there's got to be a more accurate of a description because the title is very misleading.
Yeah.
And with the cover art, it's almost entrapment.
Oh, man. Those are some fucking fighting words there.
You don't think so?
Not entrapment because they have their disclaimer.
On the art?
On the beginning of the show.
But you have to tune in to hear it.
You do. You're right.
Right. That's entrapment. If I'm going, check it out. I was in the hip hop again. We won't go over all that. You know, you can't mislead your packaging, your graphic design, and the name, whatever you're calling your product, basically is trying to tell the consumer what it's all about without them even trying it first. That's the whole goal of marketing.
I guess. But my only defense for how smut they said is that nowadays people, it's clickbait. I kind of feel like it's clickbait, and that's what's getting the most views and listens and everything.
They're better than that, though. I mean, they're too established to be. They're not fucking 22-year-olds starting a podcast. You know what I'm saying? These are established industry veterans. They're better than clickbait.
I think, dog, and see, and that another thing that's weird is Rich talks about how they're
expect that shit out of you, bro. I don't expect that shit out of them.
Oh, yeah.
They're better than that. We're not. All right. We're not. Our show's not better than that. They are.
Yeah. I laugh because, I started thinking about, as I was saying it, I'm like, I started thinking about that. Daniel Fisher clip, almost 18,000 views on TikTok. But
that's how dumb people are too. That's just fucking idiots. You put up some horse shit and 18,000 people fucking checked it out. Like, what are we coming to as a world?
People are fucking so stupid. I had comments on there going, I just literally saw an episode and she was on Boy Meets World. I'm like, oh fuck, for real? People are fucking morons.
But think about that. Like, how hard is it to get to the truth these days? And where are we at as a society where you can just put out total bullshit for responses and 18,000 stupid motherfuckers give you the attention you're looking for? God, bro. What does this come to?
When we're done recording, I might leave the fucking cameras rolling and make up some other shit that's going to fucking launch our shit into fucking Joe Rogan stardom.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All right. Another have kids, they said, topic I got to talk about. Nicole getting into the fight with her 6-year-old. And that he treats her. Oh, there goes Chapo Jenkins.
Doug, I was like, is this motherfucker getting robbed, right?
Yeah.
Because the door opened and I heard it open. And then I seen that motherfucker just run in.
All right, Chapo, I'm doing my podcast. You got to show your ass out. Come here. Take off your collar. Hold on, bro.
I don't think the cameras were showing when I saw fucking Chapo. You guys aren't going to see what I saw, but I'm looking at El Cucuy. And I just see in the background fucking Chapo running, the door fly open. That shit was fucking classic. Oh, God. Oh, dog, we need a soundbite of when you're like, Chapo, stop blowing yourself. Whenever you look over at him and you're like, fuck.
He's too much sometimes. But anyways, she got into it with her 6-year-old, man. And I felt so bad for her because she said he made her start crying. And you wanted to be a good kid, but you got to demand it by leading by example. You can't. I mean, I don't want to be too critical because none of us are perfect parents. We all do the best we can. So I definitely don't want to, challenge her parenting, but you have to demand the respect by leading by example. They don't give it to you because she was the first one to say that they cuss in the household and they fight a lot and the kids see a lot. You know what I mean? Mm. Whenever you start pointing fingers at your kids, like, every finger you point at a 6-year-old, you're pointing 10 back at yourself because guess what? They're only 6.
And you know what? I mean, one thing in the short 7 years that I've been a parent that I've learned, dog, is that children are going to match your energy, right?
Of course.
So you're going to fucking, if you're over here and Nicole's losing her shit, her fucking kid is going to lose her shit, and that's one thing that I've learned when I'm talking to my kid. I'm like, hey, if she's fucking, she gets dog where she's fucking, tears are coming down because she's so pissed and she's huffing and puffing. And I'm like, hey, kick that. Let me fucking talk to you. Calm down. She's like, I can't. But dog, after a second, she's down your fucking level. So they're going to mirror what you're doing to them, dog. So I'm not trying to talk shit either, but
Well, only that, they listen to you. You know what my kid told me the other day? She had something and she needed help with something, customer service. And she called and they gave her something free, and like whatever problem she was looking to resolve, they resolved it. And then they gave her something as a bonus for her time, for her experience. And she gave me the credit for that. She goes, you know, I used to always have to drive her to see her mom, and we'd lived in Oregon, or we'd live in Humboldt or whatnot. And me and her spent many hours on the highway taking her for the weekend or for the holiday. And I would always do my phone calls. You know what I mean? She goes, you know how many times I watched you finesse DirecTV out of NFL Sunday Ticket by saying you were going to cancel your service and get free service? She goes, you didn't think I was paying attention, did you? She's like, but I got that from you. Or Verizon raising your rate, or Comcast and you threatening to leave, but polite and respectfully, but now they're giving you a discount and a stay with us package. And point is, she was listening to me work the system and hustle and trying to get better rates on all my, you know, my expenses and whatnot. And I didn't know she was listening. I thought she had her iPod in and she's doing her thing or playing on her phone, but your kids are paying attention to what you do. So if you're screaming and yelling at Matt in the other room and you're threatening the relationship and your kids hear all this shit, I mean, you're nutso if you think they're going to be perfect.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, even if you're perfect, your kids ain't going to be perfect. But you can't be volatile and then get mad at your kids for being volatile too. They're just following your example.
Yeah, no, 100%. There was something the other day that my daughter did where I was like, it was something cool. I forget what it was, but it's something that she mentioned. I forget what it was. She did something and I was like, oh, fuck. And I don't know if she mentioned it like, oh, yeah, because I seen you guys do that or some shit. I forget what it was or what the example was, but it's true, dog. These little fucking kids, and they don't even have to be little, dog. Even as much as we like, you know, we'll bitch and complain about, you know, parents and shit or whatever, you know, when they talk, you still listen. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So as old as we are, you know, like say my mom says something, I'm like, man, whatever. And then later I'm like thinking about it like, eh. Maybe she was right, you know, or whatever. So, and these kids are absorbing everything. They don't even got to give you their full attention. They're just absorbing it. They're little sponges.
They are. And you know what? And again, I pointed out something good that she learned, but something bad is I used to have a really bad temper. And guess what? She's a hothead too. And so maybe if I would have been like you and would have been hey, why are you upset?
And I'm not saying I'm perfect, dog, because that shit didn't happen overnight.
It's tranquil in here. I don't know, maybe, but think about it. Not with all bullshit aside and sassiness, but honestly, like if I had taken that approach, is her temper better too?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, just we have to accept that. We have to accept it. You have to look yourself in the mirror and accept that whatever you display, your leadership, because you're the leader of the household. They call head of household for a reason. And you don't just take that responsibility because you get money back on your taxes. You got to fucking be the head of your household. And the thing is that you have to lead by example. And if you want them to behave a certain way, you got to show them how it's done. They're going to follow your lead most of the time, but they're not even going to respect you if you ask something of them you're unwilling to give of yourself.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, one thing that I've been like, one approach I've been taking with my daughter with the, cause we've been having her like eat more vegetables and shit or whatever. And one of the approaches is the other night, you know, my wife was working and there was some chicken and some broccoli and it was fucking good. And I was like, rather than being like up her ass, like you better fucking eat this and blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, there's your fucking dinner. I'm eating the same shit, eat it or don't. And that's what I left it at. Right. And I'm watching Kill Tony. Right. At first I was listening to it, dog. And she goes, Daddy, she goes, can you take off your AirPods? I want to watch Kill Tony too. So I was like, oh, cool. So I put it on the fucking TV, right? And I was like, do you know what Kill Tony's about? She was like, yeah, comedy. And I was like, oh, cool. She's a stand-up fan, right? So I put it on. Dog, didn't pressure her about eating this shit. Like 2 minutes later, dog, she's like this watching it. And then she has her broccoli. She's fucking biting off the little fucking tree part, right?
Right.
And just watching it and Because I could have been there and sat there and been like, hey, you fucking eat this shit. This is your fucking dick. What the fuck is that going to do?
No one likes that. No one likes threats and intimidation. You know what? You're the manager of your home. And I had a supervisor a long time tell me, don't fucking threaten people. If you have to use threat and intimidation, you're not a good leader. They should do it because they respect you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I've learned that what
you did, what you said was right, fool. I mean, you didn't say it in a threatening way, but you said pretty much, there's your stuff. I'm eating the same thing. If you don't eat it, you don't eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I made the food.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was kind of like, cause at first she was like, fuck man, I don't want that shit. But you know, as she's like watching Kill Tony and shit, she's like, I mean, well, he's fucking eating it. Like, it can't be that bad, you know?
Think about it. Not making her eat it, caving in and giving her way. I hate to say it, but as a parent, that's taking the easy way out. And good parents don't do that. That's what crappy parents do, because they don't want to do the hardship by watching their kids suffer or be unhappy. We as parents, it's natural for us to want to fix any situation we can to make them feel better. The problem is they don't know what they're supposed to eat when they're fucking 7 or 6 or 9 or 10. And that's what they need you for. And as a parent, you can't always take the fucking easy way out for you, because giving their way fucking avoids confrontation. No, what you need to tell them is, we're going to have confrontation until you do what I ask.
Yeah.
And then we don't have confrontation.
No, I was gonna tell you something, I forgot. But oh, the other day, Doug, the other day she's fucking eating what the fuck was she eating? I think this is broccoli, but it was another day. She must have chewed that shit. Dog, she must have thought broccoli was gum, because she fucking sat there, dog, and she chewed this shit for about 20 minutes, being like, I ain't gonna swallow this shit. But really? I'll be chewing it, you know? And then, so I was like, Kennedy, I go, are you still chewing that same bite? And she was all, yeah. And she showed it to me. I was like, all right, well, fucking, all right, whatever, you know? And then she just was eating or whatever. But it's funny as fuck, because before, dog, you wouldn't even have got shit in her mouth. She fuck no, dog. There's been such a huge change over the last few months, or maybe fucking like month or two, maybe 2 months. But, but yeah, it's just crazy. But yeah, going back to the Nicole shit, dog, I think lead by example is the whole point of everything, right? So if you're going to do that shit, you can't be pissed when you're screaming at your daughter and she's screaming back at you. You can't be surprised, you know? No.
But you know what? It goes back to what we talked. This kind of ties into what we talked about earlier with the county officials. Like, if you want respect from people, you have to lead by example. I think that's a life lesson, that you don't get to just not do that when the people that are close to you don't hold you. You know what I'm saying? To the same, or the you don't lead by example on your team because you're the manager. You know what I mean? You always have to do it. It's you always have to try to do the best you can by doing the right thing as much as you can, even if it's tough or not.
Hey, you think we could rapid fire through a couple of things? Cause I got to go get Kennedy down right now.
Yeah. I'm real quick. I got two things and I'm done.
Cool.
We should call this episode Have Smut They Said.
Okay.
But Rich about talking about his inappropriate comments in the workplace. He said he's not comfortable making any until he knows that it's his friend. Well, I'm going to tell you, for my years in management, that, yeah, that's your buddy until both of your fucking jobs are on the line, because one of you guys offended Sheila in the break room. And I guarantee you, your friend is going to rat you out quicker than shit. You know how many statements I've had to take from those friends before when they throw the other person under the bus? I'm giving you some advice. You don't ever say anything to anybody inappropriate in the workplace. The one example I had was Tip Dog, because that was my boy from way before Food Max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you know what? I had a friend of mine, well, my buddy Luis was like, told me, maybe it was a couple of years ago at this point, but he just reminded me, like, hey, make sure you're fucking, you're being on your fucking game, right? Like, don't fucking, because I had told him something, a joke I made or something that had like everybody fucking like laughing or whatever. And he was like, hey, cool, but make sure you watch your ass, you know? And I was like, and it really it really did like make me think like, fuck, all right, don't be fucking around, because anybody could take anything and fuck you with it. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful. Oh, absolutely. So 100%. And it's cool, because at the time, I remember I was like, wasn't that, I mean, the people that were there, like you said, were my friends, right? But you go, wait, hold up. Are they your friends? Were they your, were they like Tip Dog, you know, here fucking 10 years before Food Max?
And you're risking it for those guys? Like,
and then you gotta exactly.
But then you got to dive deep. Why would he even risk saying it, something like that, around people that don't even really truly give a fuck about me? Mm-hmm. Like, what's my issue? 100%. Why am I even doing that? You know what I mean? Let me just fucking laugh at their stupid shit.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Stop. So, and then last one that I got is Neo. I don't know if you saw him catch some controversy because he thinks, or he said he made a comment on a podcast that he doesn't think that children should be allowed to transition.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I agree.
Okay, why do you agree? Doug, I'll tell you how.
Because
I feel.
Because Doug, we have all right the same reason why we don't let kids fucking do shit until they're 18, until they're fucking 21. Right. Because they're fucking, what is it? Their prefrontal cortex that's not fully developed until you're fucking like 21 or whatever.
So let me ask you a question.
Like decision making and shit.
Let me pause you right there then. And I don't know if you might have to cut this out. If you want, maybe you don't. But I got a stepson that just went to the military. They've been recruiting his ass since the eighth grade. If that's the case, why do they let those fucking recruiters start preying on these fucking kids when they're 13? And get them to go give their life potentially when they're 18.
Because when they're 18, they can make the decision.
They don't even shit until they're 21. It's not even done developing. Why are they allowing them to make a decision like that?
Well, then maybe 21 should be the age whenever that shit is fully developed, right?
I agree.
So whenever, what I'm saying is we don't let we have laws and shit to protect children from, Doug, you're not going to let them drink alcohol and drive a car because they're fucking... Right. They're going to when they're fucking 10, but you're going to let them fucking change their fucking shit. That's going to impact the rest of their life as well.
What about the hormones? So obviously it sounds like you're opposed to the surgery. What about the hormones? Do you think little Gina should be able to get facial hair when she's 13 because she's taking hormones?
No. Because look at Doug, this is what I'm looking at. And every situation is different because you could have somebody, you could have somebody that 100% is not in the body that, you know, they should be in mentally in their head or whatever.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, 100% there's people.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. And see, you know, there's some that maybe are a little confused. Maybe need therapy. There's some that really do feel that. I don't know. Everybody's different.
There's a spectrum.
There is a spectrum. So what I'm saying is if we're not going to allow people to do certain shit, you know, until we feel that they're responsible enough to, we have certain age, you know, restrictions on shit, then why is this any different? We're trying not to do shit that's going to, you know, affect the rest of their life. When this, what if it is somebody, dog? What if there is somebody that does this shit, is taking the hormones, they're a dude, they're growing tits, they're going through puberty when all this shit's happening. Now they have tits, no beard, and now they're fucking 20 going, fuck, I didn't want to do that.
They're hetero flexible, and now they met someone that wants them to play their original role.
Right? Now they're fucking like, oh shit.
I got tits and a beard.
Why the fuck did, yeah, it's just, I don't know, dog. It's just, I don't know.
Here's what I think. Number one, you should have to be the same age as I think all four of these should line up. And I don't really care to debate 18 or 21, but I think getting tattoos, making the decisions we talked about with your body, buying tobacco and buying alcohol should all be the same shit.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with that.
Straight out. And if you want to say 18 and that's where your area votes it, fine. And I don't think you should be able to go to the military either until you can do all those things. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, no, it's all good. But yeah, no, I feel you 100%. I don't understand why we're letting children make these life altering decisions when we don't let them make other life altering decisions. Why is the line here? You know,
yeah, that's because if you can sign up for something that could potentially cost you your life, that could be joining the military. That could also be drinking and making a bad decision. Like, it could be a lot of different things.
Dog, you can't even buy a fucking lighter until you're like 18 because they think you're going to fucking burn your house down. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You can't buy spray paint until you're 18.
Yeah. Dog, I had somebody at the little checkout counter the other day, like, fucking run my shit because I was fucking buying spray paint. You know, like you're right. Fucking, but no, but you can go and pump yourself up with hormones and fucking. That's crazy talk to me.
Well, any of it, I think that too. I think that, again, you should probably put that the same age group. Like, if you want to lower everything to 18, probably should be 21, but I'm not going to argue that, whatever.
Or even this, if you're going to say kids can make a decision to change their fucking sex at age 7, then let them buy alcohol, let them join the military, let them buy spray paint, all at fucking age 7 then.
I'm with you. Just make it the same shit and make it right. Like, don't.
If you're going to go up or down in age, just have it across the board.
Up or down, eh? And then I lied. I got two more fucking quickies. Jake Paul fight. Did you like it?
I liked it. I was entertained.
I was dope. Loved it.
Yeah.
Jake Paul impresses me more and more every fight. Don't want to sit here and say who he should fucking beat, but it was a good fight.
It was a good fight. I thought it was good.
Nate had heart.
Yeah.
Nate got the shit kicked out of him.
I thought Nate was going to get knocked out, which I mentioned last episode.
Yep.
I thought he was going to get knocked out, but I'm not surprised that he didn't.
Right. Fair enough.
You know, because, he's a badass.
All right. That's all I got.
That's all you got? Fuck. I think the only thing I got, somebody in fucking Florida finally won that Mega Millions, that like 1. Whatever billion.
Ooh.
That's nice. It's back. I looked at it. It's back down to 20 million. So somebody, one person in Florida won the Mega Millions, the 1. Whatever billion. Uh-huh. Well, seven people won the million.
Really?
So they had everything but the Powerball number thingy.
Hell yeah, bro. That's dope. Hey, what about the riverboat?
What about it?
I mean, what about it? The riverboat. What, do you got an opinion on that?
I think it's sad, dog, that it's fucking, it did come down to a black versus white thing. I think that's kind of, that sucks. I would have been,
want us, though. That's where they want us.
I think that's where, if it would have been a brawl where everybody's just fucking swinging at everybody, right? But the fact that now it's black versus white, it's like, fuck, dog, for real? Like, come on now. It's just like, if it was this fucking black dude punching this black dude and this fucking white dude punching this black dude and another white dude punching that white, like, fuck, you know, but the fact that it immediately went like race versus race, I was like, fuck, man, like that sucks. Cause I'm like, what are we, in a fucking prison movie? You know, like,
well, but let me ask, were they saying racial slurs or are they just judging them by the color of their skin?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't hear any audio.
Because that's a key component to me, because if they weren't hollering nothing racial back and forth, why does it matter what color they were?
What bothers me is that they were all, that they made it about color. You know what I'm saying?
The fighters?
Yeah, because they all jumped in. Like the white dudes were like, oh, fuck, I'm going to help out these other white dudes. The black dudes are like, I'm going to help out these other black dudes.
They said that, or we're assuming that?
The fight was all white versus black.
That's what I'm asking, though. I guess what I'm asking is there any audios of racial slurs being hurled? Or is that an assumption we're making based off the video we see?
I'm guessing on my part, it's an assumption, because I don't know.
And shame on us.
What do you mean?
I don't know, bro. Okay, let me ask you this. In your friends group, I'm different, but in your friends group, do you hang out mostly vatos?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so how come they just couldn't be two groups of fucking friends? Some white dudes that kick it and some black dudes that kick it.
Because they were coming from all fucking over. They were coming from all different places.
They got a lot of friends.
They could. You're right. they could have a lot of friends, you know.
I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate. If they didn't hear, because no one can pinpoint race, that's just what the fucking media is saying and social media is saying. So what I'm asking is, in the world of cell phones, does anyone have any audio of the fight going on? And in that audio, are they saying, you know, white boy this or N-word that? Or are we just fucking assuming?
Hold on, I have some audio right here. Oh no, wait, that's just fucking Kramer doing stand-up. My bad.
Oh, that's just have smut they said talking about smut.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. But I don't know, Doug. Fuck it. That's all I got. I don't have a whole lot right here, but we appreciate everybody fucking tuning in.
We do.
We gotta wrap this shit up. We actually talked. I didn't think it was very long, but it was over an hour and 11 minutes. So
cool.
There we go. After show, but later, episode number 196. We'll see you guys in episode number 197. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. Yeah.